I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am. I am what God says I am. I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. Are you? Are you what God says you are? I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am. I am what God says I am. Oh yeah, I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. Are you? Are you what God says I am? Are you? Are you?
I am what God says I am.
Oh yeah, I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am. I am what God says I am. I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. Are you? Are you what God says you are? Oh yeah.
I am what God says I am.
I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. I am, I am what God says I am. I am, I am what God says I am. I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. Are you? Are you what God says you are? Oh yes, are you what God says I am? I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. Are you? Are you what God says I am? Are you? Are you what God says you are? I am a winner, I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. Are you? Are you what God says I am? I am. I am what God says I am. I am a winner. I'm not a loser. I am what God says I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is Archbishop Stephen John Bukoro of the Jesus Christ Global Mission and Bishop Felicia John Bukoro reaching you this morning. It's a great time with the Lord. God is a wonderful God. Are you a winner? I am a winner. In the Lord, are you a winner? I am a winner. In the Lord, are you a winner? I am a winner. In the Lord, I am a winner. I am a winner. In the Lord, are you a winner? I am a winner. In the Lord, I am a winner. I am a winner. In the Lord, are you a winner? I am a winner. In the Lord, I am a winner. I am a winner. In the Lord, are you a winner? I am a winner. In the Lord, I am a winner. I am a winner. In the Lord, are you a winner? I am a winner. In the Lord, I am a winner. I am a winner. In the Lord, are you a winner? I am a winner. In the Lord, I am a winner. I am a winner. In the Lord, are you a winner? I am a winner. In the Lord. Are you a winner? I am a winner. In the Lord, I am a winner. I am a winner. in the Lord. Are you a winner? I am a winner in the Lord Jesus. Amen. I tell you, God is doing great things. Felicia, we want to say hello to the people. Say good morning.
Hey, praise the living Jesus.
Amen. God is
bless
good.
Bless you, bless you, bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, God woke me up this morning and gave me this message to share with every one of you. I tell you, it's a great time. God is moving mightily. So many great things have been happening in our prayer, our meetings, and our fellowship here in Silver Spring, Jesus Christ Global Mission. 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LF4, Silver Spring, Maryland 20910. Come and test of what God is. Come and see what God is doing in the lives of people. Deliverance, healing, miracle, blessing, prosperity, testimonies galore. Every time we meet, we are always there every evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. daily. We welcome you to come with your family. God is a good God. I'm glad to share with you today on the topic, I am what God says I am. I woke up this morning and the Lord said, put this message across to my people. Let them know that they are what I say they are. You are not what the devil says you are. You are not what people say you are. You are what God says you are. As a child of God, God has called us ambassadors. We are soldiers of the cross. We are a holy nation, a peculiar people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, God calls us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. See, that's how God calls us. God has described us as ambassadors. He has described us as more than conquerors. In all these things, we are more than conquerors, the book of Romans. And God is so wonderful. He's so gracious, God. We need to thank him every day. As we prepare for Father's Day, I tell you, it's going to be a great time. I want to say happy Father's Day in advance to all fathers all over the world. God continue to bless fathers. Last time we had Mother's Day, now we are on Father's Day. I tell you, fathers, you are all blessed people in Jesus' name. And God told me, say, son, you know what? I made you a father to many nations. Yes, God told me just a few weeks ago, he said, I made you a father to many people, many nations. I said, God, how am I a father to people? He said, as you preach on the internet, as you speak the word of God around the world, on radio and television, in crusades, in seminars and conferences, as you mentor people, as you tutor people, even in our Bible college, the Rema Bible College of Bishops, you are fathering people, even in the church where you pastor. You are fathering people. You are a father to so many. I say, God, I receive it. I receive it. And God said, son, you got to pray for the people. Pray for them to be blessed as a spiritual father to many nations. Pray for them daily. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm fathering people, nations and pastors and reverends and bishops and archbishops all over the world. Christians all over the world and people who need prayer and counseling. God has anointed me to minister to them. In 1983, I had a definite experience with God, which I will never forget. The Archbishop Ben Cyril Dahosa from Benin, blessed memory. I don't call him late Archbishop because his ideology is still around. What he did, you can still feel it. That is the man God used to train me in the ministry and anointed me and prayed over me and ordained me an archbishop in 1983 in Warri, Delta State, Nigeria. It was a great moment when the man of God laid his hands on me and imparted to me. He said, you are going to be an archbishop just like myself. And since then, it has never been the same. God has been doing great miracles and God is a good God. I'm here to ask God to bless all of you who are enjoying this meeting. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, what God say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Yes, the Apostle Paul made that statement very clearly. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Through Jesus, we do things. God gives us power to do things. It's not by our strength, not by our power as an archbishop. I supervise over 1,000 churches all over the world, and ministers and so on. They relate to me. They need counseling. They need prayer. I'm there for them 24/7, covering them in prayer and in ministry. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It's God that strengthens me, that strengthens us to preach the word, to minister to those in need, to teach and to preach on a daily basis. God gives us the strength and the power to do all this. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. A lot of Christians are so crippled with the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind, whereby we can shout, Abba, Father. In Romans chapter 8, verse 31, the word of God says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Where is that devil? Where is that demon? Where is that evil power that wants to be against us? They can't be against us because the greater one is in us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, the word of God says, greater is Christ that is in me than the devil that is in the world. There's a greater one that is on the inside of me. Jesus Christ of Nazareth lives in me. He dwells in me. He lives in me and he lives in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. He lives in me and he lives in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns. He lives in me and he lives in you. Greater is Jesus that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Why should we be afraid? What God say, if God be for us, who can be against us? Where is Satan? Where is the devil? Where are the demons? Where are the principalities and powers? Where are the spiritual wicked side places? They can't do us anything because the greater one lives in us. Jesus is in me. Christ in me is the hope of glory. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus has given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. All the forces of evil, the witches and wizards, the powers of darkness, the occult and the diabolic, Jesus has given us power to tread upon them. So why should we fear? Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when his hands are saved behind? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me, why should I fear? Why should I fear when thy Lord is on my side? Why should I worry when his hands are set behind? He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me, why should I fear? Why should you fear when the Lord is on your side? Jesus in us is the hope of glory. We are soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The scriptures describe us as soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We were made in the image and in the likeness of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. We are made like God. We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. If trouble come knocking at the door, don't be afraid, it's not like before. Jesus said, I've overcome. Don't be worried, it's this time to pray. You don't have to worry anymore. We've been made more than conquerors. Overcome us in this world. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is Archbishop Stephen John Biakuru of the Jesus Christ Global Mission Rhema Bible College, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. You just heard me and my wife singing. I tell you, it's a great time. God is doing new things. You need to be a part of what God is doing. God said, let us make man in our own image. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, let's make man in our own image and the likeness. Who told you you're a black man? Who told you you're a white man? We are made in the image of God. We are made in the likeness of God. There's no black man anywhere. There's no white man anywhere. We are made in the image and in the likeness of we're made like God. It is not time to call people black or nigger. It is time for us to know who we are in Christ. We are made like God. God made us to be like Him. That's who we are. And we need to recognize this fact, and we need to walk according to the word of God. The word of God is new, is the victory. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus is that word of God. Receive Him into your life today, and you will never be the same again. Receive Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Let Him come into you and dwell in you. Let Him be in you, and you will be victorious. I know God has blessed you today. I pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to you and strengthen you and empower you in the name of Jesus. I pray that the anointing of God will come upon you and every yoke be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I pray that you be blessed spiritually, physically, financially, materially, in every way in Jesus' name. I pray that God will meet your need, supply all your need according to His riches in glory in Jesus' name. I pray that God will prosper you and strengthen and uphold you with His right hand of righteousness. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you, judgment is condemned. In the name of Jesus, you are the apples of God's eyes. You are what God says you are. You are not a lizard. You are not a cockroach. You are not a grasshopper. Greater is He that is in you than the devil that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, receive authority and power to rule and reign supreme here on earth as a child of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I want you to feel free to email me this week. OurMiraclesRadio@juno.com. OurMiraclesRadio@juno.com. God is doing a new thing, and want you to be a part of it. God laid my heart to tell you to sow a special seed between now and June 16th, the Father's Day. God has anointed me to pray a special prayer over you and your family for you to be healed, be blessed, be prospered, and be made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit. So be a part of this. We need you to be a partner and supporter of this ministry so that God can meet your need and bless you and do greater things in your life. Feel free to sow a seed in this ministry so that you receive the Father's Day blessing, Father's blessing. You know, the anointing to impart the blessing of God upon your life and your family. In the name of Jesus, feel free to sow a seed, whatever God lay your heart. It could be $1,000, $500, $250, $100, $50. Make it payable to Jesus Christ Global Mission. Jesus Christ Global Mission. Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. Jesus Christ Global Mission, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. Include your prayer requests and those things you want God to do for you. God will give you the Father's blessings. In the name of Jesus, He will rebuke the devourer for your sake, open the windows of heaven, pour you blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. As many that have been participating in sponsoring this ministry, God always gives them testimonies. it is time for you to receive your own by sowing a special Father's Day seed faith for you to receive your miracle. In Jesus' name, I pray God to bless you and your family as you partner with us in this ministry, that it will multiply back to you a million times over. Feel free to call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899, 240-552-5899. Or you call the other line, 202-460-7110, 202-460-7110. I want to invite you to worship with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LF4, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We meet there daily, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Bible study, prayer, intercession, praise and worship, testimony. We have the school going on, the Rhema Bible College of Bishops, where we train pastors and ministers who want to be ordained to become ministers. You are free to come with your families, a time of healing and deliverance and ministering to those in need, counseling sections and so on. Everyone is welcome from wherever you came from. We don't do racism, we don't do partialism. Christ died for the whole world, and so we are ministering to the whole world. And so everyone is welcome to fellowship with us and attend our fellowship, our Bible study, our services on Sunday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then on a daily basis, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., we have teachings and prayers and ministrations. God is waiting for you to come and receive all that He has for you. In Jesus' name, may you really be blessed by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Please forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers all over the world. Let them know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you. And we say God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name.